With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. At least one person is dead and nine others are hurt after an attack at an LDS church in Michigan. Grand Blanc police said the shooter drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church and fired multiple rounds at people inside. Here's Bob Agnew reporting.
Local police said in a social media post the shooting took place at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police stressing there is no ongoing threat to the public.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is dropping his bid for re-election. In a video message released on social media, he said he's suspending his campaign. Adams blamed media speculation and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold funds have undermined his ability to continue. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a system that may be soon named Tropical Depression Imelda. Here's National Hurricane Center specialist Felipe Papon.
The system is still going to be moving through the Bahamas basically later today through tonight, and we are expecting tropical storm conditions for the central and northwestern portion of the Bahamas. And they're also expecting quite a bit of heavy rainfall that could produce flash urban and river flooding into the next couple of days.
A federal tax expert said Democrats originally passed certain Obamacare subsidies during COVID with no Republican support. Now, Lauren Stewart with Americans for Prosperity says they're threatening to shut down the government unless Republicans agree to extend those subsidies.
When Democrats are saying this is Republicans' health care crisis, this is actually something they fully created, completely absent any Republican support, vote or input on the process. So they're asking not only to have those Biden COVID credits extended, but for them to be made permanent.
Lauren Stewart spoke with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. More evidence that marijuana use is bad for women who want to have a baby.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Mid-Vermont Christian School can rejoin the state's sports league. The decision overturns a ban imposed after the school forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. The injunction allows the school to compete while the legal fight continues. This is SRN News. The UN has reimposed sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program.
The sanctions further squeeze the Islamic Republic as its people increasingly find themselves priced out of the food they need to survive. The sanctions also cause Iranians to worry even more about their future. After last-minute diplomacy failed at the UN, the sanctions took effect this Sunday. The sanctions will again freeze Iranian assets abroad and stop arms deals with Tehran.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Europe takes a record lead into Ryder Cup singles today. The New York fans gave Europe a stronger challenge than the American players yesterday. Team Europe handled both beautifully and are on the verge of winning the Ryder Cup again. Europe won 6 of the 8 matches yesterday, and Rory McIlroy caught the brunt of the verbal abuse, and he answered with a great golf. So more details at srnnews.com.